Tantramar Council is considering making changes to their code of conduct bylaw that will increase the severity of sanctions that can be exacted on councillors found in violation. Under Tantramar's current code of conduct bylaw, councillors can face a number of reprimands, ranging from being required to issue an apology or take training, to being suspended from council-appointed positions or being docked pay. But if revisions currently proposed are passed, councillors will also face outright suspension from their council duties altogether for a period of up to 90 days. The revisions are being brought in due to a new regulation passed by the former Higgs government in July 2024 that lays out certain requirements for municipal code of conduct bylaws, including the addition of a detailed complaints process. It also offers up a menu of corrective actions that may be included in a bylaw. Tantramar Clerk Donna Beale told councillors the revisions proposed were all required by the new regulation.
This is required under the Local Governance Act. This is not the choosing of staff, not necessarily the choosing of council. This is law. This is law within New Brunswick. So, you know, what some professional at a university or may think about it is really here nor there when this is a requirement that municipalities across New Brunswick have to incorporate in a code of conduct.
Councillors Debbie Wiggins-Caldwell and Bruce Finney have been reprimanded under previous code of conduct bylaws and both opposed the changes. Wiggins-Caldwell said she was concerned with the potential for weaponization and misuse of the code of conduct and also that it may impinge on charter rights to freedom of expression. Mayor Andrew Black tried to assure Wiggins-Caldwell that impinging on rights was not the intent of the bylaw.
But I want to make it clear that the code of conduct does not muzzle councillors. It does not keep you from saying what you want to say. That has nothing to do with this bylaw whatsoever. What it does do is make sure that you don't say what you shouldn't say, among other things. Part of that is because we need as many protections in place from council and staff to make sure that the municipality is always protected from a risk mitigation level. If something was said that was, it covers it in the bylaw, inflammatory, misleading, a lie, the municipality could be on the hook for a considerable amount of money through legal litigation. So it does not muzzle council. You can say whatever you want to say, as long as you operate within the bounds of what the bylaw proposes.
Councillor Bruce Finney was not easily convinced and remained concerned about the potential for misunderstandings to lead to problems in applying the bylaw.
And I find there's just more control over all of us right now. And if it's coming from the local government, then the government's doing it. They're trying to do it with the media as well. I find that we don't have any question periods like we used to. We're cutting thin people off. When before they used to have it open and they used to come. I just don't agree with this whole thing right here. And when we get sworn in, we're already sworn into the fact that we got to be careful what we say and what we do. So that's my opinion.
So just one last time, what you can and can't say, you can say truthful things and you can say factual information. You can say real things. What you can't say is what's in here, which is, you have to act with integrity, with honesty. You can't be misleading. There can't be misinformation. These are the things that are, I mean, you wouldn't want to do that as a counselor, I would suspect.
Be interpreted differently by you or me or anybody else. So.
True.
A number of counselors spoke in favor of the bylaw changes, noting that increased detail of the complaints process would be helpful. Here's Counselor Allison Butcher.
I remember my first few times in council being really worried, understanding that I was elected to be responsible for a lot and wanting to make sure I did it right, as in didn't do anything inflammatory, to make sure that I was being clear and concise. And this, to me, looks at like it's in place to protect us. We can read through this, know exactly how it all works. And I also like that if and when there is a complaint or an issue, it is very clear and gives more options for what to do to remedy a situation. So I look at this as a very positive thing, and I think it's a step forward from what we had since amalgamation. So I am all for it.
Jeff Martin is a Mount Allison politics professor and expert on municipal politics. He says that codes of conduct for municipal councils were a necessity to address serious problems in the past.
In the old days, there was probably more outright hostility and uncordial kind of remarks and even sometimes threats of violence. And that had to be addressed and eliminated. And my own sense was that those incidents have probably been reduced.
But it's also true, says Martin, that code of conduct bylaws carry the risk of misuse.
I think it's also true that sometimes these policies are written generally enough that they can be kind of weaponized in the sense of sometimes they can also be read to undermine the independence of councillors or their independence from the municipal corporation.
Ultimately, says Martin, municipal councils should be places where disagreement is not only allowed but welcomed and valued.
I think what's important in a municipal government is whether you're electing 4 people or 8 people or whatever it is, you need a representative group and you need people in the community to see their ideas and their values being expressed by the councillors. That the council shouldn't necessarily be like some kind of provincial cabinet or executive council where all decisions are made in closed doors and there's only ever kind of unanimity and no real debate in public. Ideally there's media that has the resources to communicate to people what is being done by the council. And of course we know that this is a big challenge now with what's happened to local journalism, but people like to see debates among councillors in public, and they like to see their own values being presented by someone. So it's not just everyone's in lockstep, and even if they don't represent broadly the community, if they only represent one faction of the community and things like that. And yet, sometimes these codes of conduct may be used to accuse someone of undermining the council as a whole or retaliating against someone for rocking the boat or whatever it is, right? So, I mean, that's the risk of these things.
That's Mount Allison Professor Jeff Martin. Tantramar Council will consider first reading of its revised Code of Conduct bylaw on Tuesday. The revisions will allow council to outright suspend a fellow councillor for up to 90 days. This is Erica Butler reporting for CHMA Sackville and the Local Journalism Initiative.